Here it is, the darkest week of the year outside. But inside, light and joy are all around us. In today's gospel, John the Baptist testified about Jesus being the light, and the words of joy were scattered throughout the other readings. To represent this joy, on the Advent wreath, we have the pink or rose-colored candle lit. All this focus on light and joy may seem puzzling, with Thursday being the darkest day of the year, when the earth tilts furthest away from the sun. But our light and joy don't come from the earth's tilt toward the sun of the sky. Our light and joy come from tilting our lives toward the Son of God. The path to true joy begins with making room in the inn of our hearts to fully welcome Jesus. God made each of us with room in our hearts perfectly sized to be the dwelling place for Jesus. The problem is, we tend to fill this space in our hearts with smaller substitutes for God. St. Thomas Aquinas said that there's four of these types of substitutes for God. Wealth, power, pleasure, and honor. These small substitutes for Jesus never fill the Jesus-sized room in our hearts. So we are left feeling unfulfilled and frustrated. If we release from our hearts unhealthy attachments to wealth, power, pleasure, and honor, we can fully welcome Jesus into the dwelling place in our hearts. So which of these four substitutes for God do we most need to release the unhealthy attachments to in our lives? Well, for me, 16 years ago, I was so attached to wealth that I couldn't bring myself to embrace welcoming a child into my life. When Julie and I got engaged, I told her that after we got married, I wanted to have 0, 1, or 2 kids after we got married. She said 3 to 5. You see, I viewed welcoming a child into my life as getting in the way of me doing what I wanted to do with my money. After we got married, I tried to delay having a child by giving as an excuse that we needed to have the perfect amount of money saved up first before we welcomed a child into the world. The truth is, if we would have waited to have the perfect amount of money saved up, we would have never had children in our lives. Eventually, Julie's persistence, encouragement, and love paid off, and I released this unhealthy attachment to money and wealth. And because of this, I was able to embrace welcoming our 3 children into my life. And they have helped bring me closer to Jesus, and have brought me more joy than I could have ever imagined. The second substitute to God is power. And on one of the darkest days of the year, 73 years ago, it was the year 1944, and 2 of the world's most powerful nations, America and Germany, were on the battlefield during World War II's Battle of the Bulge. This was one of the costliest battles in American history, where over 80,000 of the American and Allied troops were either killed, wounded, or captured. However, the light that came into the world about 2,000 years ago never lost its ability to overcome even these darkest of days. It was in the heart of this battlefield in Belgium wilderness on the dark night of Christmas Eve, where American soldiers and enemy soldiers from Germany laid down their guns, gathered together in the home of a civilian family, gave thanks to God, broke bread together for Christmas dinner, and slept in peace under the same roof. You see, the darkness that was all around them in the battlefield that night couldn't overcome Christ's light and joy in that little corner of this battlefield. Soldiers and saints have to let go of substitutes for God. We see this with the third unhealthy attachment, which is pleasure. The poster child for pleasure is St. Augustine. As a lustful younger man, his prayer was, God, grant me chastity and continence, but not yet. Over time, he released this unhealthy attachment to pleasure, and then he wrote another prayer to God, saying, how sweet all at once it was for me to be rid of those fruitless joys which I had once feared to lose. You drove them from me. You who are the true, the sovereign joy. You drove them from me and took their place. You who are sweeter than all pleasure. And the fourth substitute for God is honor. In a few moments, we will have the opportunity to put this fourth step to joy into action. When we bow our heads, tilting toward the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, let us do so to release any need we might have to be honored, and instead honor the presence of Jesus who is right in front of us, so that we may fill our, that He may fill our hearts and our lives with His light and joy. Our choice today is either to make wealth, pleasure, power, and honor the center of our lives and be left feeling unfulfilled and frustrated, or to make Jesus the center of our lives and experience His light and His joy. Let us make room in the inn of our hearts this Advent to joyfully welcome Jesus. As we tilt our lives toward Jesus, may we experience the light that only He can provide, so that our lives can mirror His life. Then, like the Star of Bethlehem, we can reflect Christ's light to point the way for others to experience the joy of encountering Jesus.